Hey everyone, I hope everyone's doing well. Just got out of school, currently on the way home, as is usual for a lot or if not most of these segments or podcasts or whatever. But today went really, really well. I made some adjustments to my schedule. I have a new student and that caused my fourth grade group just to have too many people. And it actually wasn't really the new student's fault at all. It was just too many people, too much going on, too much hyperness. So I decided to make some adjustments to the grouping strategy and trying to improve it to be a little bit more productive. So instead of my kind of a morning group where I'd have one student come in that had to do work and the other students that came in were there to kind of just eat breakfast and hang out a little bit, I decided to change that group to have a math group in the morning. So that allowed my math group in the mid-morning to be smaller. So I essentially split both those groups in half and had one group in the morning, one group in the mid-morning, and that helped tremendously. Because then you're able to focus on the students and you're able to focus on them more if the group's a lot smaller. That's obviously the goal, is to have as small a group as possible. And that worked really, really well for math. Fifth, thankfully, it was mostly with fourth grade because that's where I kind of was starting to get too much as far as the number of students. The numbers for fifth and sixth are manageable, and there's not really ways to adjust them quite as much, but I'm not worried about them as much as I was with fourth, because I think I was as many as seven at the most, and that number kind of fluctuates based on when students were there. So I have one student that comes and goes at different days, depending on what he needs to do for particular days. But adjusted that group, and then I made an adjustment to the reading group. I don't have as much flexibility with that as I would like, but you know, I was able to do what I was able to do. So I have two students that were my higher performing ones that I moved to get at the end of the day. So for the time that they have that RTI block, that reading block, they're going to be going to a different place. One of their students previously had an arrangement for that. And the other student, I'm currently making that arrangement to have him go to a different group during that RTI time, and then we'll do reading time at the end of the day. Doing reading time, reading stuff, or really any work at the very end of the school day isn't ideal, but I think with those two students, they're going to be able to function well. Because I actually think students act to the behavior that is around them, so if there's goofiness or misbehaviors of different sorts, the other students tend to act to that level of behavior. The nice thing with my sixth grade group is they're actually more mature, so they don't want to do work sometimes. They act a little goofy, but it's to a much lesser extent and to a much less extreme than it is with my younger grades. So the nice thing with those two kids that I'm bringing up is, not really bringing up, just switching the time for their group, is that they probably won't be as goofy as they would normally be because they're with older kids and they're two grades older. Thankfully, they're not doing work together. They all have a different work, obviously, but it's nice as far as a behavior thing and, you know, staying on task and different things like that. You don't want to look bad in front of older kids, at least I would think, generally. And really wasn't done for that reason. That's a nice little side effect. It was done to help make the reading group that I have for that RTI block to be a bit smaller. So we'll see how this schedule continues to work. Today it worked amazingly. Hoping that, I'm going to assume the math groups are going to be the most stable as far as me being able to have them continually and to make them be productive. Hoping that works. We'll see. But, you know, it's one of those things where I got super stressed yesterday and super annoyed after school. And I just felt really just overwhelmed with how much stuff was going on and how the classes went. And I was just like, I didn't know how to fix it with the way that the groups are structured now. And that was my solution at that moment, was to, like, you know what, I just got to restructure groups. And I did that a couple times last year. You know, and as you get students added in, as behaviors happen and as students change, you got to make those adjustments. And that's what I tried to do today. And thankfully it worked. Now, the big key is to see if that will continue to work. But generally, as a good rule of thumb, if I'm able to keep the group smaller, that generally helps things out to be a bit better. Now, here's hoping that other things get figured out as the school year continues on in the next upcoming weeks. Maybe there'll be more solutions to different things. Maybe not. But I can keep being adaptable and adjusting as much as I can to try to be as productive and as good of a teacher as I can each day. But it's gonna be a busy season for me. Lots of paperwork coming up. With that being said, I'm gonna wrap up this segment now. Talk to you all in the next one. Peace.